The headquarters of Ethiopia's main opposition coalition, MEDREC, was like a funeral parlor, as observers reported in from around the country. Opposition leaders were dumbstruck at the possibility of a nearly complete rout. High-profile leaders such as former President Negasso Gedada, senior figures in the parliamentary opposition Merera Gudina and Beyene Petros, all appear headed for defeat. Other prominent political leaders, including Haile Shawel of the All Ethiopian Unity Party and Lideto Ayalu of the Ethiopian Democratic Party, were also said to have conceded. 5 years ago, opposition parties won all 23 seats in parliament representing Addis Ababa, but this time it looks as if they've been wiped out. Sitting in a quiet back office of jailed opposition leader Birtukan Mideksa's Unity for Justice and Democracy Party headquarters, parliamentary leader Temezgin Zude was devastated by the early results.
It is a total surprise, a total shock. We are sure investigating as to what went wrong during the election for us to perform this poorly.
Temezgin said an opposition divided into many blocks made it easy for Prime Minister Meles Zenawi's ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front in first-past-the-post contests.
MEDREC, in all of the city of Addis Ababa and in the regions, in the preliminary showing, is second to EPRDF. And had this been a proportional representation, we probably would have shared some seats with the ruling party, but since this is a majority-take-all system, we are at a disadvantage.
In the yard outside party headquarters, scores of young opposition supporters milled around, obviously upset. 19-year-old Achame Lazarus, who had served as a MEDREC poll watcher Sunday, said the election had been stolen.
We are practicing the false democracy here in Ethiopia. Simply, the principles are being told by our government officials. But as you can see from the ground level, things are going not on the right track.
MEDREC's senior leader and former Ethiopian President Negasso Gedada said the job of party elders is to cool down their disenchanted young supporters to avoid a repeat of the violence that followed the disputed 2005 election.
Maybe some of them are angry, but we will cool them. We will register the facts. We will tell them what happened. And after telling them, we will tell them, be cool. We are a peaceful party. And when there are cases which have to go to the election board, we will go to the election board. And then if it is not solved there, we will go to the court.
The first word from electoral officials is that the elections had gone smoothly and peacefully. National Electoral Board spokesman Mohamed Abdurrahman said there had been no reports of cheating.
The board has received no single complaint formally, including the opposition parties, the public, the ruling party. They all said it was peaceful, calm, and free.
Ruling party officials were cautious in declaring victory. Government Communications Minister Bereket Simon would only say it appears as if the EPRDF has won comfortably. Party spokesman Haile Mariam Desalegn said he is standing by earlier predictions of a turnout possibly exceeding 90%. The European Union and African Union deployed a total of nearly 250 observers spread out across the country to monitor activities at 43,000 precincts. EU chief observer Thijs Berman has scheduled a news conference Tuesday to deliver a preliminary verdict on the fairness of the vote. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.